And then, how did you get up to the loft in the house?
Well, they had a little ladder that I built inside the house. You could stand up on it, but didn't have any. You climb up in a chair, it's long enough far, you could reach up swinging, because you know houses back then weren't as high as they are now for them.
The ceiling. How high would you guess the ceiling was in that house?
Oh, I guess it was maybe about 5 foot in height or 6 or something like that.
Now, now on the porch in your house, was that flat on the?
Oh, most of the time, maybe it just had a little tin or some shelter or something other round out over it, no floor in it. She sat on the ground out under them. Miss Brush gave it flat.
Yes. Well, I wondered if there was any, you had to come up any steps or?
No, not up on the porch, but you did up into the house. They had little steps of places built.
Now, was that porch like this one? Did it go?
Yeah, it had something like that out over it, but it was like down on the ground. He sat on the ground now.
And did it go the whole length of the?
Yeah, it went the whole length of the house. About like this old house is built too. So this is built on something about like the basement that we built on.
Now, what buildings did you have on the farm other than the house?
Well, we had a corn crib and a barn. And maybe a smokehouse, what we call a smokehouse, and for a smithy. Maybe a cellar, and on the floor, what we call a cellar that we stored our stuff away in winter.
What was the cellar like?
It was just a place dug out in the ground, back in the ground, and on the ice, stuff and freeze.
It was right under the house.
Yeah, and they stored turnips and things like that, potatoes and things like that, and for the winter, they covered them up. They always look for them. Now, we have a lot of canned stuff in the end place.
And what was the house you lived in, what was it like on the top?
It had old little boards on top of it. It was an old board top house.
Did you call that either the top of the house?
Shingles, they call them shingles.
Yeah. And would you call that the top, or would you call it the roof, more likely? That part of the house.
They always called it the top of the house. They say the top of the house because they blowed off several times. And then on the front, he said, I have to put the top back on the house.
You never talked about it as a roof then?
No.
Never used that word?
Never used that word.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the corn. Did you raise any wheat?
Yeah, we raised wheat. We had a wheat kid too. A wheat bin on the county farm down there. They had a big wheat bin, I say. Stored the wheat in.
What was the barn like?
It was just an old log barn, had little stalls in it, put the mules. Now, we didn't have it. Maybe one milk cow, one plentiful back then. But now they had a lot of mules.
Now,
go to work with you.
Was there anything else in the barn besides the?
No, maybe just the stalls to let the feed them out of it. And then the stable doors to let them out in and out.
Was there a part above the barn?
That was the loft for those. We called the loft for those to store the. Of course, now there wasn't no hay back then. We cut fodder and fodder the corn to have to feed them on. I've done that many times.
Did you have hay later?
Yeah, we get the hay finally come in now, just like it is now. But now we cut fodder many a time and stagger up out. We used to stack hay.
The fodder?
Yeah, stack it.
How did you stack that? Tell me about it.
It's about like you would a wheat. Stack one part together and start to stack it.
You put it into bundles?
Yeah, bundles. You tied it like you did wheat. You had to take the leaf part of it and tie it. Roll around it and tie it with your own hand.
I see. Now, what did you call those, when you put a number of those bundles together, did you call that a?
Shock, that's what she told me.
Shock of fodder.
Yeah, shock of fodder.
I see. I wondered if you used the same word for.
Yeah. And whenever they used to cradle wheat, you may not know nothing about it.
Don't get the tongue
like that. When they used to cradle wheat, I've tied up a many a bundle of wheat with Dad in the cradle. We'd go along, and they'd dump it off of the cradle down on the ground, and we'd have to get the wheat and tie it up like we did the fodder.
I see.
We didn't have fine binders back in like that.